Okay. Wow. It's Thursday.
It is?
It is.
Where's the music?
I'm going to play it in a minute.
Oh, I can't have a show without music.
It's going to come.
When?
In a minute.
How's that go?
This is called the pre-show.
Oh.
Welcome to the pre-show.
Howdy.
Yesterday we had to cut it short because we had to go get Helen from Awana's.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of cut the zoo show short.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Cut me off just mid-sentence. Just, I got to go.
Well, I had to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't make for good podcasting, though.
No.
No. But we have a life.
That's the way it goes. So,
and that noise you're doing. All right. So let's, today we'll finish up a zoo and do jumpers.
All righty. Okay.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than spilling oil on the engine block. It's better than losing the only key to your lock. It's better than all your money in a falling stock. It's better than your children going gothic. Blind squirrels in the morning, blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's alright.
Alright, I think, well, we've already told them what we're doing.
Yeah, jumpers.
Yeah.
The movie Jumpers.
Yes, we went and saw that.
Yeah, we did.
And we're going to talk about it.
We are.
Next.
Okay.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, hello, Helen.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm glad you could join us.
Hi, baby.
Oh, well, they can't hear a hug.
They can't hear a hug. She's hugging me.
All right. And Charlie's here. But. That's all he's going to say, though.
That's all he's got. That's all he's got.
The whole gang. Tim's here, you know.
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. But right now, it's me time. That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Brad Big Daddy with a microphone. Not alone, kicking it live with homeboy Chaz. Got the pizzazz. Two blind squirrels and the girls podcasting long lasting. Check out the brain on Brad.
That's right. Check it out. Check it out. It's swelling out my ears. Look at it.
Techno cracker from a Lone Star State. Love from above. Spiritual skate mate. Brad McDaddy with the microphone. Bring it on home in the howl.
Brad McDaddy.
Oh, that's right. That song absolutely positively rocks. And
it's just going to do nothing good for him.
So we went on a date Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Like we do every Friday night.
That's right. We took Helen to her meemaw's.
Mm-hmm. As we do every Friday night.
Uh-huh. And we went out and we ate at a great little place called, what's it called?
Le Beau Cajun Seafood.
It's new here in Sulphur Springs, Texas.
It really doesn't fit Sulphur Springs at all. It's too nice for Sulphur Springs.
We've got two restaurants now that I don't understand.
Yeah. But I tell you, it was good, and I hope that they make it. Now, it's the brother-in-law of...
Son-in-law.
Son-in-law of the tamales. Which is our best restaurant. It's not Juan Pablo's. It is tamales and always will be.
Okay. They changed their name.
And anyway, it's the most popular restaurant in town.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this is next to it, and it's the same family. So it's got to be just as popular. I mean, it's been lines out the door since they started.
Yeah, yeah,
and the
yeah,
food
yeah.
is excellent, and it was clean and nice.
There's that place.
I was amazed.
There's that place, and then there's the San Remo's, which is the Italian place. And both of these places, the food is way too great to be in Silver Spring, Texas.
The little town.
Our taste buds cannot handle this.
But they're always busy, and everybody loves it.
It's true.
But Silver Springs is not like a normal Southern Texas town.
It's not?
No.
How is it different?
Oh, it's very different.
You better dress up to go to the grocery store.
That's
here.
That's right. We got Texas women, and it's not big hair Texas women. It's city women
who
live in Sulphur Springs.
Back in the day of big hair, they were big hair Texas women.
It's all, you know.
Yeah. This has always been a little metropolitan. I don't know why.
Metropolitan for a little town.
Yeah.
I mean, even though maybe if you came from a big town, you wouldn't think that. But if you live here a while, you'd see it. You don't maybe see it from visiting. But you know, once you live here, you think this is just not normal.
Yeah, we have like a social scene. Yeah, and all this stuff.
It's very strange.
But people get so frustrated with this. People get frustrated who live here because they're like, "There's nothing to do in this little town." It's because they're not involved. I mean, you have to be involved in the social scene here if you want to do things.
And you have to realize it is a small town. This is not Dallas. It never will be. And if you live here, you have to accept that or get out.
But you can go to musical jams. You can go to, you know, wine tastings, and there's all kinds of things going on here. But you got to be connected.
You got to pay attention to what's happening. Huh? Yeah. And they're not all going to be metropolitan. You can go to the rodeo, and you can go do fun Texan things that are because we live in the state of Texas.
We have an ice cream off.
Yeah. I mean,
all right.
There's always something to do.
So that's the LeBeau story. And then,
we went to the movies.
We went to the movies, and we saw Jumpers.
Yes, which was an entertaining movie.
Pretty much.
But they left it open for Jumpers 2.
Wide open.
Yeah. They were really wanting to have another one.
They left so many loose ends that it was like, okay, need a little more closure.
Yeah.
A little more closure.
It was good, but, you know, I wouldn't say it was great.
No, I wouldn't say great, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie.
It was a fun trip.
It was young. You know, it's for young kid, you know, teenager, kind of a teen movie.
Yeah, it'll surprise me a little bit that way because Samuel Jackson was in it.
Yeah.
So I was expecting maybe a little bit more than what I got. And also the mom who was hardly in the movie at all.
She was the one who was in Under the Tuscan Sun. What is her name? I love her.
And she's a great actress.
And she's barely there.
And she was barely in the movie. She had like three lines in the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and from that perspective, it was a little disappointing because I was expecting a little bit more out of these actors, but they weren't in the movie. Yeah. So.
Well, and then we were hoping that maybe the idea of the movie was going to be, you know, Samuel Jackson's always running around telling these jumpers that they, you know, you only God should have the power
to do these,
you know, to be everywhere all the time, to be anywhere at any time.
Meanwhile, he's
playing God and killing them all, you know. And we kept thinking, well, maybe they're the positive. It's going to, you know, it's going to come back. It's going to be this really good message in it. But
no,
it never
it
happened.
Wasn't.
It's Hollywood.
In fact,
we got a little overexcited.
And in fact, they made a point of actually, he tuned in to this news program about these people who he could have gone and saved.
They were in a flood and they were stuck at the top of their car.
And he could have gone and saved them, and he didn't.
Yeah.
So it kind of like...
Yeah, he wasn't the neat idea about that was that he could go rob any banks and have all the money he wanted, and he had this lifestyle where he could be anywhere and at any time, but he was so unhappy.
Yeah.
I mean, there was so much void in his life.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's so much that could have been put in there.
Yeah,
it just
didn't go
there. It would have been a really good Christian movie.
It could have been. Could have been. So, you know, there is such thing as a real Jumpers. There are real jumpers.
Okay.
I believe it was Timothy who jumped.
Oh, yeah.
From one place
the
other. And he would talk to the Ethiopian and then jump back.
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit has the ability to jump us and put us to where he wants us to save who
where
he wants,
us to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting stoned today. I'm moving you. I'm just saying.
You were stoned, in other words, with rocks.
Right.
I thought you were talking about something else.
No.
Well, I didn't.
We're just referring to the Bible. We're going to get stoned today.
I'm sorry.
Today's not a good day to die.
Okay.
By stoning, I'm going to move you. Just
interesting.
Saying.
Which proves there was a flood. A global flood, by the way. Because if it was just a local flood, like some people say.
Yeah.
Then he would have just told Noah to move. Why build an ark for 50
just,
years?
Just,
100 years.
Yeah, you could have told him to move like Abraham moved. Abraham, move. Well, he could have told Noah to do that too, but he didn't.
He didn't.
Told him to build a big boat.
Big boat.
With all the animals on it.
Lots of animals.
Yeah.
You seen the bottom of that boat? A lot of crap down there. you know there was probably a hole in the bottom of the boat?
To shovel everything out? Is that
probably,
what you're saying?
Probably.
I would think.
There was probably a hole in the bottom of the boat where the waste products went and where they dropped anchors, sea anchors out of.
Huh.
Isn't that amazing?
Why would they have to drop sea anchors? I mean, they weren't going to hit land. I mean, they didn't know how long it was going to be.
Sea anchors were to stabilize the boat. I'm sorry.
Oh.
They didn't actually hit the ground so much.
Sea anchors, not land anchors. Okay.
Right.
I'm with you. Okay.
They hang off.
Sorry.
Sea anchors hang off the corner. And actually, they're used today in big ships.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, stabilize
it's a little slow.
What's that? So that was Jumpers. I give it a 3.5.
Yeah, maybe.
3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go see.
It was worth seeing. It was fun.
Yeah. I'm sure there's much better movies that we could have seen.
I'm sure. And we also watched, didn't we watch some other movie this week?
Wyatt Earp for the 850th time.
No, we rented a movie and watched it.
No, we didn't. Oh, last weekend.
Yeah. Catch and Release. Which I thought was very good.
Yeah.
I
was really surprised by it.
There was, of course, there was a sex scene in it, you know, that didn't
have to
be there.
It was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner. Yeah.
It's Jennifer Garner and pretty much, that director, Jason Smith.
Yeah.
Smilent Bob.
Silent Bob. Silent Bob. But he wasn't silent in this movie.
No,
he talked a lot.
Not at all. So there
was funny.
Yeah, he was funny, and so that was pretty much the movie. And
it was good. It was a beautiful movie.
There was pretty
movie.
Much the people who were in the movie.
It was a beautiful movie.
It was filmed in Boulder, Colorado, and yes, it was gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
And it was a sweet love story. It was. It started off like this is a love story.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was like, I don't know about this.
Because her fiance dies. It starts off at a funeral. The movie starts off at a funeral, and her fiance just died. And the movie's about her dealing with her grief and
learning that she really doesn't know as much about him as she thought.
Yeah.
But then
herself,
in that,
really.
And about herself either. And that, it was cool.
So yeah.
I like that.
So anyway. Oh, there was, who was the blonde? She was in something else.
Oh, yeah. She's been in all kinds of stuff. In the 80s.
Anyway.
I don't remember.
So, there you go.
See, we know nothing.
We know nothing.
There you got it.
Anyway.
What we have sitting in the Netflix queue, what we got this week was High School Musical 2 for Helen.
Yeah.
And Over the Hedge.
Over the Hedge.
Again, because it's my favorite cartoon movie ever. I love that movie.
It's pretty funny.
I ordered it for me because I love that. It was hysterical.
I like the way the exterminator puts his hand over his heart every time he says Texas.
That kills me.
Yes.
It was a great movie. Everybody should go see that. It's good.
It's good. Yeah. I rented it. They can't go see it anymore. They have to rent
it. Well, that's
it.
What I mean.
Oh, okay.
Order it.
Order
Netflix.
It? Oh, okay. Which is the best way to get movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
At to your door.
Go to mylifeministries.org/recommends. Click on Netflix, sign up. We get a little ching ching. Didn't cost you anything extra.
There you go. Just a little click. A little finger exercise. I'm all about the exercise.
Yes.
Anything for exercise. I'm all over that.
Stand up, sit down. Stand up, sit down.
I'll do
stand
that.
Up, sit down.
That's
stand
good
up,
exercise.
Sit down.
That's
stand
what you should do at work
sit
since you sit
down.
At work all day. That's what you need to do.
I'll kick my chair out and just bend down. Like bend
like
my legs
squat.
And squat.
You'll squat.
Yeah, for as long as I can stand it. Then I'll sit down and then I'll rest for a minute and I'll do it again. Just because my legs will atrophy.
Because that's what you do. You just sit there.
Yep.
You need to get up every hour and walk.
I exercise my brain though. So I got a big, huge muscle in my head.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said in the song, is it not?
What song?
Brian Bridges' song.
Oh, yeah.
Mac
Check
Daddy.
Out the big brain on Brian. Yeah. All right. That was Candias.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.